Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
There's something about the first week of May that excites the senses. April showers bring May flowers. It's too soon to say that June is busting out all over, but May is, with its usual mix of hot days and cold days, pleasant nights and frigid nights. Winter is finally relinquishing its grip on our lives, and the promise of summer looms just over the horizon. Perhaps that's why the month of May is a favorite of the poets. So many of our great writers were almost giddy about May. Here's how Emily Bronte described it. May is the month of expectation, the month of wishes, the month of hope. The bard himself, William Shakespeare, captured that mix when he wrote, "As full of spirit as the month of May, and as gorgeous as the sun in midsummer." Charlotte Smith noted, quote, "Another May, new buds and flowers shall bring. Ah, why has happiness no second spring?" A good question, I suppose, but we mustn't get greedy and diminish or dilute the magic of the perfect spring day by making it routine or endlessly repetitive. Lillian Berliner had this to say, "May is the most beautiful month of the year, alive with warm color. The flowers and trees are in full bloom, and even the sun joins this rhapsody by emitting warmer rays." Well, I would point out that here in northern Ohio, not all of our trees are in full bloom yet, but it won't be long now. Maybe Edwin Way Teal said it best when he wrote, "All things seem possible in May." Ann Bradstreet summed up what we who live with frigid northern winters have long known when she said, quote, "If we had no winter, the spring would not be so pleasant." As long as we're quoting great writers and poets here, how about a quote from a man who made his living creating laughter, a comedian who was every bit a poet, the late Robin Williams. Though not speaking specifically of the month of May, Williams said, quote, "Spring is nature's way of saying, let's party." I think I like that sentiment most of all. What a tragedy that the demons in his life cut Robin Williams' party short. How about another comedic actor with the heart of a poet, Jim Carrey, who said, quote, "Flowers don't worry about how they're going to bloom. They just open up and turn toward the light, and that makes them beautiful." Richard Ratliff summed up May with one simple sentence. May, he said, is green and pink and red. He might have added yellow and blue, maybe orange and violet, but he wasn't wrong. Why are spring, and specifically the month of May, such an inspiration to the poet that I think lives in all of us? I think it's a simple proposition, really, not hard to understand. No season is anticipated, especially in colder winter climates like ours, quite as much as spring. We may relish the chill and brilliant colors of autumn, but we know that winter is close behind. I would put it this way. In January, the sky is hard. In May, the sky is soft.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.